Thanks, Vic. Well, Gary, first off, congratulations to your Cardinals, the 2013 NCAA Men's Basketball Champions. Huge upset. What are your thoughts on the game?
I don't know if it's an upset. We were the number one overall seed.
Right. Yes, you were.
But
yes, you
were. A lot of people were high on Michigan because they were coming in very hot. But so were we, and I think we played a great game, and it was close throughout. And it's a very exciting game. I'm looking forward to tonight's women's championship as well because we're also in the championship there playing UConn, which is going to be a great game as well.
Well, also, too, welcome to the Cleveland Browns. How's everything been going?
Everything's been going good. It's different being in a new area, new people, new teammates and stuff like that. But everybody's been friendly. Everything's been very cool. Learning my way around, looking for a place to live and all that kind of stuff. It's just a normal anywhere you move for a job and stuff. So it's been good, though.
I know it's early in the process, but what do you like about the locker room?
I think it's a great layout. I think it's very nice. And all the guys are really very, very nice, very helpful. And I can do the same thing with them because – they're learning a new system offensively, and I already know the system coming from with Chutt in Carolina, so I can help them as well. So I think it just makes the transition easier.
And speaking of that, what did it mean to you during free agency when you were signed by the Browns from your former offensive coordinator, Rob Chuzinski?
I think it means a lot because it shows that Chutt has confidence in me and shows he knows what I can do, and he's just giving me that opportunity to show it. I'm truly appreciative of it.
How have you been helping your teammates out?
I've just been working with them on the formations and the plays just so they can learn everything and all the details. Since I've been in the system for 2 years, it makes it a little easier just to learn, teach it as well. And I think they're picking up on it very well.
Not only were you a part of this offense in Carolina, but you were also a standout on special teams. Talk about that.
Yeah, special teams is something that not everybody can do, I don't think. I think it takes a mentality to do it, and you got to want to do it. And I think it helps you stay in the league longer. And everybody's always worried about, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. But I think special teams, if you show out on that, you can do anything you want and just keep working at it. And I love it because I played defensive in high school. So this gives me an opportunity to make tackles that I don't get to do now.
Well, Gary, you guys have been hard at work in the weight room and in the classroom. But next week, you guys hit the field for a mini camp. Talk about the excitement surrounding that.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's looking forward to getting out on the field and getting back in the swing of things, especially with learning all the offense and defensive now. Everybody's just trying to get back in the swing of things, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And overall, what do you guys want to get accomplished during that time?
I mean, everybody just wants to learn the plays and get everything down pat and be ready to go for OTAs.
And lastly, Gary, as this offseason progresses, what are some of the aspects of your game that you really want to focus in on and improve on?
I just work on technique, on blocking, and just getting a little stronger and faster, as always. I think everybody wants to do that in the offseason and during workouts and stuff like that, and just getting even more detailed with the offense. I think you can never learn it enough. You always can learn something new.
Well, Gary, thank you for your time, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you very much. Go Cards.
Back to you, Vic.